control.
We're learning over here Perek Zayin. We're learning over here we're learning over Perek Vav. The last Mishnah, let's just have the last Mishnah, the words very quickly inside, then we'll go right away to the Ikeb of Arshim. Perek Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches says, Eilu Mekamas Ba'adam, She'ena Mitam Be'Baharis. Teicha Ayin, Teicha Oizen, Teicha Chaitim, Teicha Peh. Hakimotin. Ve'hakimotin Shebet Savor, Tachas Adad, Ubeis HaShechi. Under the database of Shechi Kafadegel, we had a discussion. It was Karvechel means mamish, the bottom, the soul, does it mean in the knee, inside the knee? In other words, the back part of the knee. Vahatzi par in the nail, harosh, razakan, hashichin. Then we have over here hashichin boils, via michva, via kedach hamordin. Kedach means a wound, and the wound is, and the word mordin appears to go back on all three. That's what it would appear. The kedach, the mordin is going back on the boils, the burn and the kedach, which means that it has not healed. It has not healed, therefore there is no or. So what is the law? The law is Eimetam. So all of these things then they themselves are not places that if they develop that it's even shayich to develop a baharis. Fine. Number two. So number one is, like, first it starts off Eilam Kamas Ba'adam She'ena Metam Baharis. So then what does it do? So look, see, every time you learn the Mishnah, you have a new Ha'ara, a new idea. It starts by saying, Eilu Mekamos Ba'adam She'enon Mitamin Bebaheres. And now after it enumerates all of the items, it says, Einon Mitamin Banigoim. Okay, so what's going on? First, it starts to have the Nam Tam Beheres. And then it reviews it by saying, the Nam Mitame, Banigoim. What's that all about? What's that all about? We already said that Namatamba Baharis. That's a Nayadin of Banigoim. Or Advaita, I don't know. Then it says Ve'ena mitstarfim Binigam, they're not mitstaref. They're not, these places cannot be a tseruf. Ve'ena nega po se lisachon. If you have a Baharis, but you need pisyon, it's not a magma of pisyon. Ve'ena mitame mishum michya. That if, let's make it very simple, is that if you have a baharis around these places, this cannot be the mivutzeres, this cannot be the michya. Okay, the ein ma'akvim esahifich kulav, and if the entire body turns white and these places are not white, so what? It's not ma'akev. Okay, period. Now we go to the next part of the mission. Next part of the mission is chazah harosh v'azakev v'nikrichu. Now the rosh nizakein, we said, is not a place of or basar. For Nigoyim. But let's say the head became bald. So now the head becomes Arbasar. Or let's say Hashchin v'amichve v'akedach v'nasut tzareves. These things, they heal. They're no longer in a state of merida. Hare elu mitamin Nigoyim. They are mitamin b'Nigoyim. These are mitamin b'Nigoyim. They are mitamin binigoim. Okay, so now these things, these things are going to be mitamin binigoim. But even though the mitamin binigoim, still in all the einon mitstarfim binigoim. Now notice over here, he says elu mitamin binigoim. Doesn't say baharis. It doesn't say. It says the mitam maybe means their unique type of nega.
You're talking about rosh and zakan now, because when you go to einon mitstarfim, that's rosh and zakan. Rosh and zakan. You only have
Nesek,
you don't have a
Baharis. Okay. The name it started. If ain't a nega, also there's no nega being posted l'seichan. The ain't a mitam mishum michya. Okay, the not being a mitam mishum michya. What's not a mitam mishum michya? Rav. The nesoke mitam b'sirai. A Nesek on the beard and the head. There's no such thing of michya. Michya is only on a Baharis of Arbasar. But this is different. The head that's bald, the beard that's bald, or these ashchin, a michva, or a kedach that has healed, that's no longer in a state of rebellion, they are ma'akvin, they're going to be ma'akvin. Okay, now we go to another thing. He says over here, Harosh v'azokan ashlo helu se'ar, a child, the kinderlach, they v'hadildulin shabarosh v'shabazokan nidainin ke'or habasar. They get all the privileges of or basar. They have a passport to be able to travel freely as I am a member of the Or Bosor society. There's a narrative, there's a passport, there is ground zero, all these new terms we never heard before. Quarantine, whoever knew the word quarantine, segregation, quarantine.
The border.
Sequester.
The border.
Okay. This concludes the Mishnah. Let's now see over here what it says over here in the Halakha. The Halakha, Ikar Mefarshim. We asked the Olam to please turn back to page 45. What?
Can we finish the last couple of Ravs
again? Yes, we did all the Ravs. We did all the Ravs. We got to go Vaita. We did already 3 days already on this. We got to go Vaita. We did all the Ravs. We did all the Ravs. I'm telling you, we did all the Ravs a couple of times.
I know we did. I know.
Okay, let's go back. What?
That I heard from my chavrusa that we did it.
Good. So that's enough. You want to do these rounds to get over here at the end? All right.
I look at the last one. It's good. I understand.
Okay, let's look at the last one. The last round over here was Avul Ma'akvin Asahiva Kulavan Shemparcha Hatz page 49 Shemparcha Hatz Bekulav Nishah Harosha Ezokin Shenikuchuv Shloy Parcha Hatz Rasbohem. Which is it has now a scab, which means it's healed. It is no longer in a state of merida. So what is the halacha? Tame. Ad sheyifrach bekuloi until it is tame.
Tame. So in a case of kulo hafach lavan, in a case of kulo hafach lavan, this would not be ignored, and the person would remain tame.
And a person would remain right. This cannot be ignored. A person remain tame, right? Because now the head is bald, the beard is bald, the rebellious burn, or boil, or kedach has raised the white flag. No longer it has taken the shot. It took the jab. It's no longer in a state of merida. Merida. Weiter. V'chein haldil divine. V'harosh v'zokin shlosh helu seyar. Then we go to the next part. Now we go to the kinlach. It's all about the children. The children. It's all about the kinlach. Harosh v'zokin shlosh helu seyar. K'goyin katan shlosh tzamchu zikon. Oish oi oi loy his ear. Roshoi. Nidoinim ke or basar. Letame beheres, vechain hadadulin, shabroish of zokon, the lesbu se or, nidoinim ke or basar. Ma'akvenes apricha, and therefore, it's going to be ma'akev the pricha. If the nega spread to the ganze guf, the ganze mensch is hofach to minus, but these nikoimois are not yet. Yet. We'll get you eventually. We'll get you. Not yet. Beheres, it's ma'akev, because they have not yet turned into. You're not called the roish or a zaken until hears come. It's not called the roish. Hear the lamdis? It's not the pshat. You have a head that has no hair. You have no head. Period. You have no beard. You don't have a jaw. You don't have a roish. You have to first have hair. Oh, then you're a roish. If you lose the hair, nope, you're a roish who lost the hair. Once you're a Rosh, you're always a Rosh. You ever see these Rosh Yeshivas that lost a job? They still call them up. Mechubin HaRosh HaYeshiva. What Rosh Yeshiva? He's not a Rosh Yeshiva. He lost his job. They threw him out. He's just an ordinary guy. No, once you're a Rosh, you're always a Rosh. If it's Zaki, once you're a Rosh, as I said, that's what they say in Torah Vedas. If you want to sit in the Mizrach, just get a job somewhere in the Yeshiva. Get a job, anything, be a janitor. When they'll throw you out, they'll put you by the Mizrach. V'chein ha'adil dulim shabirosh v'zokin t'lesus sh'aseh nidem v'kar basa v'mak v'es ha'pricha v'anega b'poysel l'seichan v'nega ha'poysel l'seichan u'mitztarfim l'chagris, and it's mitztareif, it is mitztareif to a gris, these combined forces. May the force be with you. Okay, let's now go over here to Mishnah Ches. Let us read the Holy Mishnah in the Igba Farshim. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we ask all of our congregants to please find a seat and stop talking to each other. Pay attention up to page 45, 45, there are 45 kinos on Tisha B'Av. 45. Okay, 45 klolos in the Teichacha of Parshas Bichu Kosai. 45 klolos in the Teichacha. That's the Mahapech, the klolo lebracha. That's why I have 45 kinos.
Ninety-eight.
A total of 143. It's Farish in the Balatunim. The Balatunim says this explicitly. Parash B'chol Kaysai. Kinegedi says that's why if you have all the numbers, he says in the parish, in the parish, the next parish of the Arochin. Eruchin, Mesechta Arochin, add up all the numbers. 3 plus 5 plus 15 plus 10 plus 50 plus 30 plus, I don't remember, over 60, I don't remember. The vaccine already got to those people. They don't count anymore. They're already gone. So add up all the numbers of all the Menschelach, and Barash B'chol Kaysai, it adds up to 143. Why does it add up to 143? Because there are 143 klolos. And the person's erich, the erich of humanity, of the klal Yisrael, is able to be menatzeach on the klolos of the Groze Welt.
Thank you.
What does it mean? It means, see, it's exactly what I say. See, this goes to prove the point, is that the erich represents the value of life, the value of a person. The value of a person is what is minatseach on klola. And when you try to reduce humanity, your life has no value. That's where klola enters into the picture. That's going to be my drasha, Mirza Shem, on Friday. Friday, my farewell drasha for the year to my few people who want to come. I'm going to say this. You're coming to Yimspalo for Chaim. Zochreinu lechav Chaim. Chaim. What is klal in the Welt? The more Yimachshev Chaim, the more Chaim is an antidote to klala. Arochin is the value, the shavius of Chaim. And this is a grand total of 143. There are 143 klolos in the Torah. The more you machshev the shavius of Chaim, zochreinu l'chaim, the more you knock out all the klolos. I'm really going to say this. Is it a good word?
It's not bad, but you can't go on to say that Chaim is embracing the vaccine.
No, I don't talk about the vaccine. I don't do the vaccine. Garnished. Whoever said the vaccine? Whoever said the vaccine? What vaccine? I'm talking about that in the Welt is a koich of klala. And the Chazal say, Tichle shana v'kille loiseha. It's a Chazal. Tichle shana, you lay in parashas, you lay in the clothes before the end of the year. Tichle shana v'kille loiseha. What does it mean exactly? So I'm saying is, you're now going to say the next week, Rosh Hashanah, Zochreinu L'chaim. The more you machshev chaim, you appreciate the value of life. Every moment is an opportunity to say Lashon Hara, Chilas, Mitzvah Shemra, to cause your friend Tsar, to make trouble. Every moment you machshev how much trouble you can make in this world, you machshev that chaim, how much money you can make, and how many averis you can do. Every moment is another opportunity to do an avera. The more you machsh of that, the more you'll be able to knock out the toichacha.
Schar negative spirit.
I think it's a very good word.
Not bad, but there's, who said, there's actually a taish in,
When the Gra says,
what?
The Gra, din is what you, what the Averis, Cheshvoin is what I could have done during that time.
I know that, but the Zohar says that din is hamada b'din. Din is hamada b'din, that you are called up in front of Hamad Shamal, and then there's a cheshvoin, you have to give a cheshvoin. Why this and why that? Which is like the simple understanding.
Nothing is simple. The Olam is on a Seder. Everything in the Velt is Lafid. There's a Seder in the Teva. Teva has a Seder. Seder is Soid, Drush, Remes. What's missing from the Paradise? Pshat. The Velt is no Pshat. There's no Pshat. There's no simple Pshat. In the Velt is a Mokum of Soid, Drush, and Remes. The Velt is Mahalich, the Sader. Adov Mesader, Kuchov Bemishmiroisam, the ganze Welt is Seder. It's no Pshat. Everything in the Welt is conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy.
I saw once many years ago, I said it at a Shalom Zachar, at a Shalom Zachar for a new Zeder at Parshas Mitzvah. I saw it somewhere. I forgot. It was within a sefer. It says, "Atem tzavim v'fneishon techem mechote v'etzach ad shoy b'mecha." Who's that?
Shoy b'mecha. Chote v'etzim Yehu. The people cut down. The people, the rishon, will cut down. Cut you down. The rishonim. People. Okay. All the meitzas saw there. The chote v'etzach. The people that shtach you. And the shoy b'mecha means. Shafte mayim besosain.
Close. Mechote v'etzach is Avram Avinu. Vayikachas v'etzim. Right? And he went, I went to that Cana.
Good, I like that.
And I show it memecha is El Yohanov from our karma, from the water, around. It spans the generation.
Beautiful. I love it. I'm going to say this over. Whose vart is this? Like, your vart?
I'll find it for you.
I'm going to say this over on Friday, Mir Tashem, if I'm still around.
Okay, right.
I like that very much. I do. I heard a lot of pshat. I never heard this before. Yeah. This I really like. I really like this.
If you wait 2 seconds, I can go up and I can bring it
down. No, I don't need a name. I always say over things in my own name. I make believe that I'm the...
Okay, right.
Don't worry about the names. The name's not important. What's important is money. That's what's important. Nothing but money. It's like Kesef Yan Esakol. That's the only thing that counts. Okay. Right. Let's see over here now. The Ikim Farshim, page 45. Page Hakdama. Mishnaseinu done b'negash nimsa b'mukam she'enim or abasa. The God that found in a place that are not abasa. Oy b'beis hasasadim. In secret. I beroish, I bezakan, I beshchin, uve michve, a boil, a michve, ha mishne melamedes, imosai, ha bahoros, when are the habaheres, ena mitames, is na mitames benegoim, klal, imosai rak, when, imosai rak, chelek midinitum and negoim cholumba, the imosai dinin the kindige or a bosser, lucholder. So three different categories. When do we say it's mamish zero? When do we say it's a regular or bosser? And when do we say that it's partial? Okay, fine. Kafar egel bebraisa gasid meiroshov yemeiroshov yad laglov roishoy veloy. It's a pasuk. Roishoy raglov. Roishoy veloy roishoy bechlal raglov raglov bechlal. So he wants over here kafar egel. He's saying a braisa. Uperishom harosh. The rosh says b'ksivas yad. The high raglov high nu kafar egel the 20 hacha. Wow. Or mishum dechoshev kubeis asar lefish adam dorech alav. I told you this pshat. A person stands on a seat.
No, but what does it mean by ksivas yad?
In his ksav yad, this is not in print. The Rosh writes ksivas yad. I think he writes. He means this was there published. It's not in print. It's not in the regular sefer. I don't know the sum of the Rosh. There's the ksivas yad Rosh. It seems to be over here that it's in the manuscript edition. The kislev yad. It's not yet in print, or it was said that it was not print. I don't know. It's like in the Dirshu. The Dirshu Chumash. David Havstead, he made a shul. You have in the Young Israel, the shul Chumash, the Dirshu Chumash? Has Ramban?
The Chumash with the Ramban.
Right. It's a Dirshu Chumash. Why did he make that chumash? Why do you know why he made that chumash?
Serves him. He's a man of Ayam. He's a man of Ayam. I remember the Chaim Yaakov Goldbach used to have a very nice shtickle Torah that the Malachim used to complain. What is it, Ben Adam, that he can do anything?
Mo'edam kisis kerenu. Voss is a mensch.
Right. So once you have a person who is machnas arachim.
Yeah.
This is a mensch, and therefore he's greater than the malach. Therefore, he can be. I made a lay.
Weiter. Vor allem, wir können die Chalbari können. Wir haben die Dreische beim Nei Sheine Yochel Lirois beim Nei Haseor. Ah, that's now the pshat. Now we have a deeper insight. The reason why the hair head is a palm is because the hair is blocking. It has to be l'chol marei einei hakoyen. You can't see the or bosar on the head when there's hair. Haseir k'moshe perish Rashi zal. The harosh cost of tam kafar regular hainu hainu midoyoy kosh ah nayadin. It's cartilage. This is not called or. It's cartilage. Dina kitziporen deloy mikri.
It's callus.
Callus. Okay, whatever it's called. Dina kitziporen deloy mikri or habosar. Okay, next. Now we go weiter gegangen. Hashchin v'amich v'akedach hamordim. The rebellious type, the variety, the rebellious variety. Ayin perish harav b'shem harash. The Rambam l'mishna perish shchin hi amake b'chol dover hachovel. Hachovel, kegoyin ho'evin v'ho'eitz, v'ha'barzel v'zulos, and hold the pshat. The shchin is a boil that comes through any impact, the impact of any object, stone, wood, barzel v'zulos, v'chol ha'nilvim elof. Elof, right? Elof. It's an aleph. U'michve ha'makeh shenaseis be'esh ol, B'davar shehucham be'esh, a derivative of fire. Oh, now we come to the v'kedach hamake hamishave beguf min halachius hamimur ha me mug lois v'had mug lois v'had lokas.
The lekes is an
infection. Infections. Oh, v'had al lekes infection. And a muglois means some type of pus. Right? Fine. It's internal. Kugoin. Hanefichuyois veho abaabuos. Inflammations. Some type of scabs, inflammations. The oima alhoever hachoile. Alhoever hachoile moraid. On the aver of the choile moraid. Sheyiyu hapitsoim halalu turoyim.
So moist.
These wounds are moist. Shelo hechel bisram lahak shois ulahalois arucha. They have not yet begun their flesh to become hard and to bring forth healing. Arucha means healing. Sheyu hapitzoim halalu tiroyim. They say on al eider hachoyle hamayrod sheyu hapitzoim halalu tiroyim. They should become moist. Yeah, that's what it means. They should become moist. What does it mean, the word tirayim? Moist?
That they're moist. I think they're moist and they haven't hardened yet.
They say about that they should become moist. Sheyiyu hapitzom halalu tirayim. They should be, in the future, moist. Because now they're hard. Because right now they're still hard. As long as it's hard, it's called rebellious.
No. It has to dry up and become yavish. That they're still moist. If they haven't hardened yet, and form the scab. Meaning that you want them to form the scab.
Right, okay, so they have not, right, they won't. So therefore they're called moirate in the fact that they're still soft.
Right.
Okay, so he's saying different. He's saying over here, he's introducing now a new concept that we do not have in the Rav. The Rav says that basically there is there is shchin, boils, that's like whatever. What does boils come from? Fire? And then there's mikveh, fire?
Any shchin can come from a boil.
And there's a mikveh, that's a burn. And then tered was anything, everything else. All the derivatives. So you say, no. Shchin is everything else. Any type of impact that causes a boil. Mikveh means anything related to heat. Whether it's fire itself or a derivative of fire. And then the third thing is mered, that represents an internal infection. There's some type of infection, bacteria, there's some disease in the body that has caused the flesh in this area to become abnormal.
A lot of that has to be internal. It can be superficial on the skin.
Fine. But it's not due to the impact. It's not due to fire, and it's not due to an impact. Because you shook the wrong person's hand. You shook the rabbi's hand, so the rabbi gave you his illness. Okay, weiter in the pair of vine. Okay, that is the end of this portion. Anything else over here? No, that's already next. But now let's look at the charts. Now look at the chart over here. The chart over here begins on page 46. Fine. The toicha ayin, toicha oizen, toicha chaitem, toicha vatsi parin. Beyer hatam, ne'emar b'toira, v'hoya b'ora b'soil l'negat saras, l'ma'et, to exclude, m'koymas alolu sh'enim nechshav m'kor habosar. Okay, so he's saying over here, Mordi Gazach, these things, the reason why they're not metame is not because they cannot be seen, it's because they're not called or bosar. Okay, next. Let's go to the next line. Kimotim folds. Shebeguf v'shebetzalvar tachas hadad b'makom shlo nir b'hanoka beis hashechi b'makom shlo nir kishemoisek hazeisim and the kafar egel. This category is because of nir l'nakoyin. Nema v'taru l'chol nari eni akoyin l'may beis hastadim she'enim nirim she'enim nirim l'chein ena nitma b'negoyim but not nir l'nakoyin. Gevaldik. Next, Mokoy Seir Berosh of Zokon, Nemer Nesaku, Tsaras Haresh Oy Had Zokon, who? Lamit Shain Larosh of Zokon El Tumas Nisokim Bilvad. Gzeres Akosov. Gzeres Akosov, he's not, but that's not what it said before. Before he said, the reason why the head and the beard is not Metam is because it's not nearly an Ekon, Beferish Astira. It's the Beferish Astira in the Ikum of Farshim. In the words he said, when it comes to the head and the beard, it's because it's the Knight can't see it. It's Eino Nire. And over here he's saying it's a gzeres hakosef. Nes ekut ras roish hazokan hu lamech ein leroish lezokan el tumas nisokim was lamech stira. He's saying it's al what's ayin yud pei mem ayin ikor mifarshim b'shem Rashi. Next shchin. Oh, so now how is he going to PS? How is he going to type the word shchin? Is he going according to the Rambam, or is he going according to the Rav? Shchin is petzam techaguf. So he says, So he's going like the Rav. In the chart, he's teaching these things exactly the way the Rav, not like from the Rambam, and we just learned. He's teaching a shchin is an internal, but Guf does not tell us how it got there. Some type of bacteria, either in the body, outside the body, caused there to be a shchin. And then when it comes to mikveh, it means only fire, direct fire. And then when it says kedach means, it means a derivative of fire or an impact, a wound impact. Petza mimaka chitzoyna ikidiyah mitolda so'esh hamordin lifnei shehelu krum v'hesilu lehirapei. Which is moired, yet which is rebelled. What does it mean to rebelled? It did not yet form a skin. It's still open. In the Rambam didn't talk about it. At least didn't mention it. He just said it didn't get hard yet. It's still soft. The Rav says it did not yet form a film. Did not yet form some type of a cover. Okay, so what does it say?
Say that you need to keep us a shum. Was that the Mishnah or was that the Rav?
Right, no, the Rav said it. Right, the Rav said Klipas Hashem. the Rav said that the amount of film you need to cover it is you need klipas hashon. That was the Rav. So what is the reason? Shchin u'michva v'kedach ha'mordim einu mitin tam v'goyim shnem ha'shchin v'nirpa. V'hoi b'mkoyim ha'shchin se'es levona. V'hainu michyas ha'michva. Wait, so it says the gzeres ha'kos. Shchin u'michva v'kedach ha'mordim einu mitam. V'goyim shnem ha'shchin. It says shchin, boil v'nirpa. V'hoi b'mkoyim ha'shchin. Se'es levona v'chaisa michyas ha'michva, the michyas ha'michva b'heres. So it seems like he's explaining only two of the four. Only two. He says over here three things: shchin, michve, v'kedach. He only is explaining two, and he's saying over here is because the Torah only says the only time shchin can become a neg is only when it's v'nir pa. It first has to heal to be eligible, to be a candidate for a nega. It's a shchin v'nirpa. Then v'hoi b'makom ha'shchin se'es levana. With regard to the michva, v'hoisa michyas ha'michva beheres. The michyas means you'll have a beheres in the michyas, which means in the healing, in the healthy skin that has formed after the burn went away. So being that the pasuk tells you, introduces the possibility of tumah, only after these things have healed is an indication that while it's still called the michvo, it's still called the shchin, there is no possibility for it to be called a nega. And by extension, the binyanav, a kedach. Because the kedach is just a tolada of the shchin and the michvo. It's just an extension. The kedach is the zelbazach. However, you're going to go for taich, what a kedach is, and a taich, a shchin and a michvo, but it's a zelbazach. It's the same shnit. Memela. It has to first be healed before it can become a candidate. Okay, now, what are the din in the Gaon Bochem? Okay, and that's, let's see over here the last part of this column. Din in the Gaon Bochem, Aleph, Einam, Nitzmoim, Binigom. That's the erste Zach. There's no din in Tuma. They themselves are not a nega. Number base. Einam, everyone, all these things, they themselves can never become a nega. They are absolved. They're absolved. Base. Einam, Mitzdarfim, Im, Hanega, Shebetzidam, Lahashlimo, Ligris. They cannot be mitzdaref. If they are on the boundary of a nega and the bosar, and we want to be mitzdaref them together, no, they're not a candidate for tzeref. They cannot. Gimel, nega rabosar, sheposal l'secham, ve'en en nechra pisdag, they're not called pisdag. That's straightforward. Dalit, echad v'mukam misal elu, hamotsu b'secha nega, one of these mukam that is found in the nega, ena mitam mishom michya. This cannot be the michya for the nega. Ve'avai baheres, that's completely surrounds it, with the shear of a muvutzeres, and this is going to be the healthy part, the michya. Nope, this is not a candidate to be a michya. Hey, ha-menuga shahavach kule lovan, he became white entirely, it spread, milvad mukam eselu, enam akvim, oisai mili taher, doesn't hold back. Okay, so it's gevaldik a chart. The chart really laid it out. It laid it out. I would have spent the whole year learning this mission. I don't think I can possibly even write such a chart after learning the mission 50 times. He laid it out in the most beautiful way. He broke down the Mishnah into four parts. It's very beautiful what he did, four parts. There's a Teich Ayin, Teich Ayin, Teich Achaitim, Teich Apev, Tziparen. And that's because they're not called Or. It's not called Or Basa. And then he spoke about the Kamad, Mishabuguf, Mishabu Tzavar, and Tach Zadad, and Tach Hashachi, and this, and the Kafa Regal, because that's not Nireh Le'ini HaKoyin. And then the Mokam Seo Basar, the head and the beard is a Gzeiras HaKosov, they only have a Nesek. And then the Shchin, and the Michva, and the Kedach, and he's calling them, all three are called Mordin, which means they have not yet healed. All three, it's Gzeiras HaKosov. Eichid Gzeiras HaKosov. That a Shchin and a Michva, and Vitoldo Sehen, which is the Kedach, first need to heal, to come out of its state of rebellion before it is eligible to be considered as a criminal, as part of the process of being a nega. Okay, then we'll have the halachas. They're not metame, they're not mitzdaref, they're not eligible to be the pisyon, and they cannot be the michi in the center, and they're not going to be ma'akev, the mensch, who is kuloi hafach lavan. Weiter. Now we go to the next chart. Chart on page 48. Ah! 48. What is the citizen number 48? Moyach. The brain is 48. Does anyone have a 48 here I can borrow? Is there a gemach for 48? If you ask someone in Barpak, what's 48? What are they going to say? Babov. We know, we learned today for Bubba 45 and Bubba 48. What's the significance of number 45? Bubba. Weiter.
Bubba 45 would be Mashadach with Bubba 48 before they would be Mashadach with the different Hasidus. Did you know that?
Say it again.
Bubba would be Mashadach with each other rather than be Mashadach with the different Hasidus.
Yeah. 45 and 48.
It's not such an acrimonious break.
Uh-huh. That there was, really? You know, when I was sure he split. He split and he went to Avenue J, and a chevra stayed behind and made their own shul. Right? They're still there. So they're called Shore 45. Or 48, Shore 48. That was the joke. Which Shore would he daven? Are we sure? Or you daven Shore 48?
Right.
It's a nasty world out there, huh? There's no one as nasty as me. I'm the worst. I'm the bottomless pit. Bottom of the barrel. Okay, now page 48. Ikim Mefarshim. Tumas Negoim Bereshu Zokanum Uvitzarev Sashchin HaVehamichva. Perek Vav, Haseva B'Mishnah Ches, Lefi Rav, Ayin Tais Yomtev. We have here Tumas Negoim B'Roish, U'V'Zokon, U'V'Tzoreves, and when the Shechina and the Nichve, they form a crust. So B'Heres, B'Mokoyim, Karachosh, U'V'Roish, U'V'Zokon, B'Heres, in the place of the bald spot of the Roish, U'V'Zokon, Oy B'Tzoreves, in the scab, Hashchin V'Nichve, V'Akedach, which means, Elu Krum, they formed a film, Keklipas Hashem, and they began to be healed. So what's the halacha? So over here we have dinam. Number one is dinam. Kinige or basar leinyan aleph nitzmoim b'negoyim ella shaser lovan loy mitame b'karachas u'michya loy mitames b'shchin u'michya. There's a nega, but there's no din of a white here by b'karachas. In the yellow here. No, you don't need any hairs. Right. You don't need any hairs on the head. Only the beard needs the yellow hair. The bald spot is enough. You don't need any hairs on the head. Only on the beard you need a yellow hair. Elos shaser lovan lo mitame b'karachas. U'michya lo mitameis b'shchin u'michva. There's no din of a michya in the middle of a shchin u'michva. There's no din of a michya. Beis.
There's a din of pisyon though, right?
I don't know. Din, you know something? I don't know.
Didn't the Rav say you could have pisyon?
If you have a boil or a burn, so what happens? It's a special sug. You have a boil or a burn, and it heals. Vinirpa. And in the place where the burn or the boil is, there's now a baheres. I think automatically it's tame. There's no hesker. The only time you have hesker and pisyon and white hairs and michya is where it's orbosar, out of nowhere. Healthy, ordinary flesh suddenly has a white spot. Hesker. You need now one of three simonim. White hair, pisyon, or michya. But if you have a nega, what's the case of a nega by a shechin or a michva? It means in this location there was a shechin or there was a burn, and it healed. And now in that exact location where the burn was or where the boil was, the color of the skin is one of the four shades of white. If I'm not mistaken, that is immediate nega. Mukhlat. Nothing more to discuss. You don't need Heske, you don't need a white here, you don't need over here. So now you have over here, you have a Shechin that healed, or the Kedach that healed. There's no din of a white here when it comes to a bald spot. If you have the white spot, there's no din of needing to have a michva in the center. Base, what else? Ma'akvin, esachavich lavan, shimparcha, tsras, bukuloi, chutz, bimakomis, elu, enu, nitar. Now that it's the head is bald, and the person turns completely white from a part of the body, the head also must turn white in order to be mitar. Okay, the next thing it says, but ein dinam kenigi arbasal inyan, nega pachos mikris, because it's not like a nigi arbasal inyan, nega pachos mikris, sheyesh bohem, eidai mitstarev im nega pachos mikris. If it on the head has a pachos mikris, and its neighbor, another part of the body, has pachos mikris, you don't combine them together. It doesn't go with the beard. You can't combine the head with the beard. You can't combine the beard with the head. You can't combine the beard with the low portion of the body. If it goes into the head or to it goes into the head. It goes into the head or to all of these things. That it's found. One of these mekaymos,
one of these beharos and the zakin that mature.
Hamotzui that is found b'soich nega, einoy mitame mishum. This cannot be the michya for someone outside of you. If one of these things, which is going to be, let's say the tzoreves, the tzoreves of the shchin v'hamichva, right? The tzoreves hashchin v'hamichya. So they cannot be the michya, the michvo. Not the tzareves hashchin v'hamichva cannot be the michya for a surrounding beharis. We said that in the Mishnah. The tzareves, this scab, is be'etzem a michya. Isn't that really what it is? The tzareves, or let's say there's something, whatever the mitzvah is, the tzareves of the shchin and the michva cannot be a michya for a surrounding nega. Right?
A michya for a surrounding.
If you have a nega, a big groisa beheres, and right smack in the center of the beheres is the tzoreves hashchin v'hamichva. So why not argue and say that the tzoreves hashchin v'hamichva is a michya? What is a michya? A michya is healthy flesh. So here it healed. There was a shchin, or there was a michva, and it healed. So the shchin and the michva that healed now in turn are acting as a michya for the beharis. Nope, cannot. Okay, last that we learned that we're crossing the chart. Next part is the beheres beroish. Now we go back to the next case. We have a beheres, a white spot beroish uvezokon lifnei shehechel litzmoyach sear, a child, the kindalach. Oy bebasar medulul beroish beroish zog. Oy have basar that's dangling. Shabroish uvezokon shloy hel sear. So what status do they have? They have andruk sug. Number one, it's with the neighbor. The head and the beard can combine. Skedai to live all these years to come to these words. there's two types of this mamish legamrei, it healed all the way. If the nega healed all the way, not just tzareves hashchin v'ham b'chavo, it's nisrapi legamrei, then it becomes regular or basa. We're back in business.
And it can be. But it still can't make you tamei. That's part of a baharis.
It can. Everything it says. It seems like this halacha that there's a special sug, of negarim called nigei shchin and nigei michva, is where there's a burn or a boil and it never heals. Instead, as it heals, it turns discolored. But let's say it heals entirely in Ganson. Shlemusai, it's a globalist. Alts, it took 4 shots of the vaccine. L'toisefes kedusha, in Ganson, and then it turns white. It's a regular Beharis. Hesker, after Hesker, we'll come back and we'll see what's Tutzach. So he's saying a child who never had hair yet, his head and his beard have a din of bosar or bosar. Nachamol, dinam kinega or bosar l'chol davar. For every matter, number ones, they themselves are subject to the rules of Baharis. Nitmo'im b'nigo'im, umitzarfim l'shir gris. They combine to a gris. With the head and the beard can combine, or the beard and the body can combine, l'gris. And they can be a location where the nega spreads into to be metame. And they can be a michya. The beard, I guess, if there's something surrounding the beard area, it can be the michya. If there's the michya. He snuck those words in. We did not come across those words anywhere on the page in the commentators. He over here, the Ikar Mefarshim, the Ikar, Hagoyim, the Rabbi Ikar, who is the Ikar? He snuck this in. All right? Let's chaz the Mishnah one more time, and we're done. Mishnah one more time, chaz the Nachamol. Stay in the Mishnah. Learning this Mishnah is a schus that Corona should get out of here. Learning this schus that this Mishnah should be implemented to get Bill Gates arois from the Welt. Arois. What?
Arois from the base measures.
From the Welt. Arois from the Welt. Eilu mikoymois ba'odam. She'ena mitamim ba'beheres. They're not mitamim ba'beheres. Number one is. Teicha'ayin. 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 Hakimotim ba'hakimotim. And those are because of what? Those are because it's not called or. Those nisht or. Hakimotin v'hakimotin v'hakimotin shebetzavor tachas adad u'beis hashechi kaf regel v'yatziporen. Period. These are not metamim because it's not l'chol mare einei hakoyhein. There should be a period. There should be a period over here. Then when it comes to horosh v'hazokon, that's because gzeres hakosov. Gzeres hakosov, nesek. Then when it says Hashchin v'hamichva v'hakedach hamordin, there's also gezeres hakasav that they're not shaykh until there's v'nir pa. They're not shaykh to become while they're in a state of being called Hashchin v'hamichva v'hakedach hamordin. They're not. Then the Torah says there's no dinega. It has to first be nir pa. So what is the rules? The rules are einim mitamim b'negoyim, einim mitzarfim b'negoyim. They're not mitamim b'negoyim. That mitzvah and goyim, one way or the other. Ve'ena nega poisel l'seichon, ve'ena mitam misham michya. If they are in the center, they cannot be the michya of something on the outside. Ve'ena ma'akves ha'ifakul lavan. Now we discuss part number 4 of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah. Let's say chazar rosh v'azokin v'nikruchu. There's no more here. There's no more here anymore. And we have shchin v'amichva v'akedach shenasu tzoreves. Oh, so these category elu mitam b'negoyim. They're back in business. They're back in business, but they're a hybrid. Hybrid. They have some dinim, some not dinim. Har elu metame b'negoyim. They are metame b'negoyim. But still, in all the Einam Misaf, the Nam Benugam, the Nam Misaf Zelazev, the Einam Nekapoy Tzilzachem, the Einam Tam Mishum Michya, the Nam Tam Mishum Mich. They cannot be the Michya for an outsider. Aval, but they do Mahav. We saw Hifich Kula Lavan. They are going to be Makiv Hifich Lavan. They're considered to be. They're going to be regular or bosser with regard to this. So therefore, it's in the middle. Nishtahim Nishtaher. For some dinim, they're like or boss. For some dinim, they're not like. And then the last part of the mission, a new category of kids, called Harosh Vazakim, a child. Ad Shloi Helu Seyar. And Vadil Dulin Shabrosh Vishabazakon. Dangling flesh. Nidainin ke or bosser legamre. For all halachas. Then it's Starif, Emakma Pisyoin. They can be a nega. No restrictions. The full complement of halachas. Okay, Gvaldik. So we finish over your Perek Vav. Yirtz Hashem, tomorrow is Thursday. Hayom yom chamishi b'shabbos shebo hayu halevim oimrim b'mikdash. That's tomorrow, not today. All right, thank you.
Have a nice night, Gemara, and the end of Rosh Hashanah, that everything is on the past, but Shabbos is Mishmashir La'asud Lavo. Everything is on the past.